later, I'm more concerned with making sure that they are well presented and all their bits are together. So I'm fetching loss.
Well, actually, you were flat out. And you've been healed slightly. So before you have a chance to start,
everyone else has done everything else. Yeah.
Once you're revived to your current level, and Lindsay's going to care for Amory, Lady Jumandi says, "Have you been everywhere else on your way down here? Are they all dead?"
"As far as we know, we've killed all the ones we've encountered.
There were two others that that stayed with your guards back in the central room."
"All right, come with me," she says.
"Milady, we don't know if we've been everywhere, but everywhere we have been is now secure."
"Okay, let us head back."
I'm following her like a lost puppy. Game is paused, so we can't move.
Oh, yes.
You can move us, but we can't move ourselves.
Space bar.
Space bar.
Thank you.
There's lots of smoke down here.
Yeah, increasingly smoky.
Yes, I give her my moistened hanky, and I just hold my breath myself.
It's all right. She's fine.
I know, but I'm doing my best to be. I'm doing my best to follow her like a because she's my idol.
I don't know if you actually saw her fight, but briefly against the Frostrands.
I probably should have seen her fighting because I lived in the dojo. But I was just
You worshipped her from afar.
I did, absolutely. I cleared up her mess. All the blood and guts that were spilt in the dojo, I cleared up.
Somewhere, you've got a special rag which only you for mopping up her excess bodily fluids.
Indeed, I did.
Right. She notices smoke coming through the door here and says, "Those bastards, they set this place on fire." And then she looks across over to here. "Have you been through that door?"
No.
"No, we have not, Mom."
"Okay, check that door. I shall go and sort out the fire," she says.
I run. She's given me an instruction.
She runs off down here. It takes a big gulp of air and disappears down the corridor.
Okay. I run and perform the instruction.
Bring down target.
Oh, I'll be back in two ways with dog's tail.
I think we're going straight into combat. Hang on, where have our compatriots gone?
They haven't come with us.
Yeah, Amory's being tended to by Lindsay.
Alrighty, so it is.
Oh yeah, initiative. That one. I think.
Initiative. Come back, you bastard. Well,
somebody did well.
Whoop de doo de doo. Good way to burn a 20. Or maybe not.
Beats Kiri.
and with a bit of healing.
You're not the only
one. Get a first aid check, by chance? We haven't had the time for first aid check. We because you need 10 minutes for that.
Yeah.
She basically rushed us straight back here.
Can anybody see a target?
Oh yeah.
There's something here.
Yeah. There is something in and to the right.
We'll just wait for Howard to roll his initiative.
I didn't get to watch the last of the Tear the Jackal.
Is that on the box, as it were?
No.
I think up to 9 is on the box. 10 will probably be on the box tomorrow, Wednesday.
It was on one of the Sky channels.
So what did you think of?
And it only seemed to record the first 15 minutes and then decided it had to be Channel 4.
I'm monitoring, but I'm eating, so I'm just off screen.
Well, I was enjoying it up to that.
Okay, roll initiative, Howard.
What did you think of Red One?
I haven't watched that yet.
I thought you were going to watch that.
Well, James is home, so I'm hoping I'm going to encourage him to and Jesse to watch it in the next week.
I'm a little surprised it's gone straight to streaming as quickly as it has. I would normally
It was made by Amazon MGM, so what do you expect?
That's valid. The cinema release was just a way of making an extra buck. It was always planned to be released out on streaming. Fair enough.
Yeah. I think we'll see more of those. And also probably allows them to go for, a bid for an Oscar or something like that.
Yeah, it still has.
It's not getting an Oscar.
No, but I would imagine that's what I'm saying. We're going to see that
other
sort of
films,
thing.
Other films. Yes.
Unless it's for special effects where they shrink the rock down to a little diddy rock.
I might got the family coming up over Christmas. Might watch it with them then.
It's quite fun. Trying to think if there's anything particularly scary.
No.
Well, Kasula, you're first.
Oh, we've got everybody, have we?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, I can see yon chappy, can't I?
I believe so.
Excellent. Well, we'll start off with a shout of bad guy, and I will. I am going to, let's see if I target him. I should be able to. Try and a daze on him. So he's got a basic DC 17 will save.
Okay. Have you targeted him?
Yep. I've got the little red pointy arrow, yes.
Plus, no, that can't be right.
The will save? I'm on plus 9.
You're on plus 9, but when I roll... That's more like it. Oh. He gets lucky.
Oh well.
Okay. So that doesn't do anything to him. So twang. So just shoot him. To hit. Does he...
By one, yeah. Awesome damage.
Here we go. So, a crossbow bolt whistles past your ears.
Indeed it does, yes.
I think that's everything for me. I've shot my bolt in more ways than one. Oh dear. Don't like the look of that.
I don't even know where that is.
I know, but anybody named Nishkiv the Knife...
Well, quite.
Doesn't sound like the type of chap that you want to bump into in a dark alleyway.
That's why we've got a DeLore in front of us, so we don't have to bump into him in a dark alley. He bumps into him in a dark alley.
Quite.
He's our human shield.
Meat shield! Meat shield!
And positively enthusiastic to be one.
Ah!
I am listening in.
Oh dear.
We wandered off.
No, no, you did say he was there.
I know he did, but I've forgotten.
It was a long time ago, after all.
Days had been cast. I'd forgotten everything since that.
Was that the initiative round?
And now we're into kind of normal.
Well, we're busy waiting for Pete to decide what he's going to do.
I know kind of what I want to do, but
what's his face? The knife is about to do something horrible to us.
Yeah.
He's just deciding which of us he's going to be truly horrible to, and whether or not he can be horrible to all of us at the same time. Oh dear.
This one moves to there and it's going to shoot Dolor.
Oh, I'm going to light it up.
Yep, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Not what you want to see first time out, is it?
It seems to be a path for the door.
No, I wouldn't be good at this. I know you've kind of like set your heart on being this swashbuckly type of individual, but have you actually thought about trading it all in and just getting yourself the heaviest set of metal you could possibly cloak yourself in? You know, just a slight career change.
Okay. This crossbow bolt embeds itself deep into you.
I grudged you.
As you take 8 damage, but quickly reloading, he misses with the second one. Tasri.
Well, as he's walked into my field of vision, I shoot the bastard.
As one would.
Just change weapons because he's got the wrong one out. But I miss.
Keeping up your fine tradition.
Yes. That's all I'm doing.
Just one shot.
Just one shot. I'm running out of arrows. I can't just keep blasting them. I have to use the best ones I can get.
All right.
You'd probably still get some half decent bonuses with a crossbow. Mm-hmm.
The problem is I do a lot less damage. Mm.
Okay. The guy at the back tries to shoot you, Kasula.
Eek.
Yes.
Eek.
Eek. It only wings you.
You bastard.
He shoots you again.
And hits you again. The bastard.
These guys are doing well.
You complete bastard.
Egdon is going to try and shoot you a third time.
He can't unless he's using a bow. Because you've got to do a reload action.
What, with a crossbow?
Yes.
Beck, yeah.
Why do you think I'm not using a crossbow?
Yeah. Yeah, fire, load, fire. Fire, reload,
fire.
Yeah. Next turn, reload. It's not a creature of speed, but...
Even with a hand crossbow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even with a hand crossbow, reload is an action.
All right. Didn't know that. Good to know.
We'll put it this way. If it isn't... then my rate of fire is going to increase.
Hello.
So make a slight judgment call. You know, it's kind of up to you.
I'm going to use the... I'm going to use the special sword. I don't know if that makes any difference at all or how its specialness will...
Have you equipped it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's actually equipped before. So I'm going to step to there. It goes past one wall. So I have to kind of go to there. And then... Actually, I might as well just attack this guy, this badly injured guy on my right-hand side. So a 5-foot step and attack. So strikes... and my first attack is with the slashing weapon. Hang on. Why is that only plus 7 and my other one's plus 9? I'm not as good with that. Anyway, what the hell? That's what I said I'd do. I'm hitting it. And I don't know if I have any modified. It says plus one circumstance.
It will take, either it will take it account or we'll do whatever Pete decides. Just roll the dice.
Oh, hey.
That's a good start. That must be a critical.
It is.
Have to be. But okay, so critical.
Click on the critical button, yeah.
And I do this much damage.
Did you target him?
Oh, no, I haven't yet. Sorry. Okay. So I have done 10 points of damage, but I only targeted him afterwards, so you may have to click on the damage button too. Apply full damage to selected token. I think I've got a selected token.
I've got him.
Oh, you've got it.
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, God, they can. Thank you.
Okay, you try it.
Okay, so I select him and hit damage.
Yeah.
Maybe double damage.
No, that's... how do I... select him. How do I unselect me? I've targeted... he's got the red arrows kind of pointing in on his token. Yeah. And I'm hitting... damage. Hang on.
It's because the
target. Hang on.
On you.
If I go set targets.
Okay. Yeah. Black tier.
Black tier cut through. So I can't. If I hit damage at me, but if I go set target, it goes to my target person. So there you go. He takes his 10 points of damage. Is he still going? Does he get my second attack?
No. That you slice him through,
and I then
collapses to the ground.
I try to trip the other guy with my second strike, which is a. Now, this is where I have to. If I want to trip, it has to be a skill roll of athletics, doesn't it?
No, you have to hit. And then do
the skill roll. Yeah, so I have to hit. Yep. So I'll roll my to hit, but we're not. This is not for damage. This is for trip. So this is the to hit roll. Looking good, actually. That's a crit on the.
Did you target him?
Oh fuck! Sorry, Tim. Yeah. Okay, I have targeted him now, and I'm going to say if I click on trip, that's just an info thing. So. I have targeted him, and I want him on the floor. So that is an opposed athletics roll, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I do an athletics roll, and I think I have to get over something. It's quite good. 21. So that's the athletics check for Tripp.
Okay, beats me.
So he's on the floor.
Why isn't the effect trips prone? It must be then.
Yes.
Okay. He is prone.
Okay, my third, and it's just a movement.
No, that's it. You moved.
I moved. I can't kneel down behind him and put my dagger through his throat. No. Sure. Can't get out of the way of my companions. Okay.
They can push past, I believe.
Good.
Right. So,
who's the person in the corner, or do I not know yet?
You don't know.
Okay.
Right, assuming I can see,
you can see an arm.
Well, you can give him cover or something if you wish. I'm going to lob something like this chair.
Okay.
So I use my telepathic. To lob a chair at him.
All right. Right, so target him. Roll your.
Howard. I think one of your external mics is also.
No, they're chatting away in here. I'll mute.
It misses.
It does. Okay. You lock the chair, it goes flying over the top of it.
If only he hadn't fallen to the ground.
Yeah, you nearly had him otherwise.
I don't think there's much else I can do, really. I don't really want to move forward. No, that'll be enough then.
All right.
Not going to raise your shield spell.
Is there a reason to?
The guy out there was just shooting at people.
And that's a good reason to.
All right, you're shielded.
Alrighty, so I want. I also have my shield, so we're going to bang shield up. I'm going to.
Can I put a special effect onto you? Spell effect onto you.
It's the spell effect.
Yeah.
Shield. Okay. I'm then going to reload my hand crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is, you have to do this. There we go. It's eaten up an entire action.
Yeah.
I am then going to move forward to here to get a view into that area, which I still can't see anybody, so that's fine.
Okay.
Okey-doke. There we go.
All right.
Yay, I have worked the tool.
You did. Now, I don't know if I know enough. Tim, do you know how your sort of sneaking abilities work?
If you attack them and you succeed, it automatically does the sneaky bits.
Because he was trying to hide last round, where he
successfully hid.
Well, I rolled a dice. Whether or not it's successful, I don't know. I suppose it's based on a posed roll, but that's why I'm not too sure.
No, well, we haven't done that before, because the sneaky part and the whatever is just rolled into the attack, but the actual, whether we actually can see him is another matter.
Indeed. Just a minute, as I try to find some rules regarding this. Okay, do you want to make a perception check there, Dougal? I can't hear you, Howard, you're muted.
Okay. Yep, 15.
15, all right.
Pretty average, but maybe enough.
I don't know where is my handbag. In my room. The others.
Right, so brief look. He wasn't actually there. I think was there. He sidles up the wall to try and hit you from being unobserved because you're sort of looking ahead. He has a sneak roll. Skills.
That's better than my spot.
Yeah, it's, this one is against your perception base, which would be 10 plus your perception.
So my perception, I think, is plus 5.
Yeah, so he would beat that.
Yep.
So then I think he's kind of got the drop on you. Let's see what.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I don't know if all the year this up.
No, when I saw the picture, the figure, and the stick, no, I think it was a video. It was Andrew pushing you. And I said, oh my God, a wheelchair.
So I think he's flat-footed.
Very likely.
And I looked again, the other thing that stopped me was,
started
thinking that wheelchair was your face. Yeah. So you were laughing at it. She's in
a wheelchair. You know.
I'm
not that
serious.
No.
That means she's in
To survive this and the next Black Tier Cutthroat's attacks, am I?
Well, you might do if I can't figure out how to load his dagger. Ranged. It's not ranged.
Does you have to equip it? Or?
I can't tell what's equipped.
If you look at his character sheet.
Yeah.
Five for washing up.
I mean, he's got ranged attack. I just
always done it.
My house,
you've got, you have a washing machine, but I find that I'm never using it because I'm always using the washing machine, and then I'll have to end up unloading it, and because we're in a house with four people, everybody's got their own sets of cutlery and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to have to figure out whose set of cutlery this is and all that, so I go, I'll just wash myself.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. Because it becomes a whole drama with people, and I just have to send it to
watch
it out. I would use a
he doesn't appear to have any equipment.
Yeah, he's got a dagger and some armor. And some potions. Under inventory. Right.
Doesn't he have a stabbing dagger? He only has a throwing dagger. So.
There's no such. I don't think they make a difference.
Well, throwing daggers are more.
It just says dagger.
Balanced.
Yes.
I thought when I did it, I was like, it's not really.
But you can throw a non-throwing dagger.
Held in one hand and used to stab a creature in close combat.
Mm.
Okay. Well, since his attacks are exactly the same, it is not going to matter. But you are flat-footed, so you'll get an extra sneak if it hits.
It's...
Oh, of course it hits.
Of course.
Oh, I'm at AC 17. Did I not equip my armour?
If you haven't, you haven't equipped it for weeks.
No, I equipped it last time I was... last session, I was sure of it.
Well, your armour class has been pretty much the same all the time.
I mean, you've only got leather armour, so AC 17 is not...
No, it should be 18.
And I haven't got my protective ward up. Because we didn't have the rest time.
Either way, he's just stuffed you.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He reaches up, sinks up, and you feel a sharp blade in your...
in my rib cage.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
It feels bad. You oops. Stop to the floor.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's lucky you've got a hero point, isn't it?
It is. It's very short-lived. I think that it lasted 33 minutes.
Can you just not stop going unconscious?
Well, you can go through the floor. If you want, you can go through the front door, the door first.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. Tazri, you get shot. At?
By who?
By the cutthroat that you can see.
All right. Did he stand up?
Oh, yes, he was. Good point. Actions.
Someone's looking at heal. That's always a nice thing to see at this time of the battle.
Okay, he's no longer prone. So he'll stand up.
I don't think your armor is equipped.
How do you still on the ground?
On the right hand corner, right where you've got the effects, you click on the prone and it will go away.
Okay, right click on there. Thank you.
I didn't
know that.
Yeah, I
know he's in here, but I didn't know. Okay. Crossbow bolt whizzes past your ear, but it doesn't hit you. Tazri.
I return the compliment. I'm still miss.
A little better than last time. Are you doing anything else?
I will raise my buckler.
All right. That black tier cutthroat is not doing much. Go Dolor is not doing very much. Giri.
Okay. Well, I'll go at... He's going to come through, isn't he?
Fireball, it's the only way to be sure.
Oh, wonderful spell. Anyone got one? Right. It's the one nearest the door that just stabbed Dollar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I see that one?
Not really, no.
Okay.
You only barely see the one who stood up.
I'll move there.
Okay, yeah, you can see it now.
And then I'll this here chair.
I've changed your armour to be warm. Not this makes any difference now, it's too late, but...
Yeah, a bit more AC now. So, I will again throw a chair at somebody. Vain hope that this time it hits someone.
Okay, who are you throwing it at? The guy with the... You've got two daggers out, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Bastard rolled off.
The chair just falls over. That's it.
Oh, well, that'd be my actions. Right. Am I able to actually interact with Delore at that angle, or do I have to actually move to get him?
You have to move.
What's the problem, James?
And also, you'll be sticking your hand in arm's way if you try to interact. On his body.
Wow.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do, but.
This is not too difficult, he says, in some ways. Right, okay, I can take a.
Next time, get Curie to telekinesis his body back.
Another option. I can take a 5-foot step back there. I like that idea. Could he throw it at us? I can then hang on, make sure I've selected the right target. So he's targeted. I should then be able to do the 2-point heal. And right, right. Okay, it's the heal versus living. And roll healing. Yeah. All right. Delore, you should have just got 9 points back.
I think Delore will need to click on apply healing, but yep, you have 9 back.
There you go. Don't eat it all at once.
Oh, I wake up in a sort of reverie, but I don't jump up. But that's for me on my next round.
Yeah, there's sort of a glowing white magical effect.
Oh, right. Goes over. Shortly be followed by two daggers plunging into the comatose body.
Probably right. Yeah. But at least they're plunging into mine, not yours.
Okay. He steps over your body. And now that's just cheating, he says. And he leaps upon you and attempts to beat the crap out of you. Cthulhu.
Yeah. I was worried you were saying something like that.
Oh no.
He misses! Hooray!
Wow. Somehow or other, he slips on some of Dolor's blood and misses.
My blood or guts?
Possibly both, yes. On an intestine.
I live up to my name.
Unfortunately, the second attack hits.
Yeah.
Just need to check on something. Unfortunately, you weren't fooled by his first attack, so he just does normal damage with the second attack.
It just occurred to me where I'm actually going to put my PC.
It was there.
Yeah, it was.
For Vic's sake, get him off me! Get him off me!
The boy is back. Tazari, you get crossbow bolt. He missed. He reloads. He has another go.
And he misses.
Not wanting to hit his boss. He obviously called Tazri.
I drop the bow, draw my rapier, and stab the bastard who just come through the door.
Okay. You might get a couple of stabby stabs.
Indeed.
Congratulations. Did you unlock the right person?
Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry.
Do you want to roll again or do you want to keep your...
Keep the
8. Oh, no, your attack roll. I don't know what the answer is, so I'm giving you the option to keep...
I'll roll it again, it makes it easier.
Okay. Wise choice. Okay. Yeah?
Yep.
Damage.
Not quite as much, 6.
But at least you hit. All right.
Yep. And then I attempt to hit him again.
What is this? Obviously, you're crap with the range, but you're really good with close up.
I'm good with the range normally. I've just been rolling shit.
You say you're good with range. I don't think I can remember you hitting with range, but
I have done twice. I've killed twice with a bow.
Yeah. In your dreams. I know. You're this elf who shoots the dead eye in your dreams.
And then I put my shield back up. Drop is a free action. No, it's not.
No, drop is a free action, but arming yourself with a
great sword. Right, yes. Yeah, okay, good point.
So they do nothing. Right, Dolor, make a perception roll, please. Okay. As your vision clears with some glorious healing magic applied to you, you sneak a look and to your right, you see a fallen body or one of these cutthroats. You see another cutthroat standing over you, currently ignoring you, shooting, you know, back through the doorway. You can hear the sounds of sword play just inches behind you. You also see over here on this thing, there's a figure who's lying on there. You think that they may be bound. You might be muted still. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm muted.
You're muted, Howard.
Muted.
I take just a moment to enjoy the healing rush of magic, and then I drive my sword up into the nethers of the person standing over me fighting my companions.
Okay.
I don't bother standing up yet.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. You're a couple of negatives, which I think... Are you prone? Are you listed as prone?
I think I must be prone, but I'm not listed as prone.
So assign yourself prone, and it
will probably...
I've done
it for you. Yeah. I can't quite tell what the little icons are, but yes, I assume...
They're
up in the corner, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm prone and off guard, applied by prone. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will now strike with my cookery into his nethers.
Okay.
Wish me luck, ladies and gents. Not bad. That's a critical.
No, that's a hit.
It's a hit. So it's damage and crit. It offers you a critical at any time.
And you didn't target him.
I thought I had.
No, because you targeted that guard cutthroat.
I've now targeted him, so do I hit damage, or that's me? I'm going to try it.
If you do damage, you'll apply it to the wrong person at the moment. But
I've targeted him before I've done damage. So
okay.
I've targeted him, and now I'm doing the damage. Oh, minimum damage.
Okay.
Yep, four points of two. Nishkiv the knife. Is he still
near death? Yes, present? He's near death.
Near death. And Kiri, okay, Kiri might yet take him out. I will try my best. I'll then wheel round.
You're lying on the ground. You're not wheeling around.
Can I stand and hit? Or do I just
I'm going to suck an action off you for grabbing hold of your weapons, which were... next to you, but that's because you were unconscious or buggered anyway.
Okay, so I have one more action to do.
One more action, yeah.
Okay,
stab the guy again.
I'm going to try stabbing the unharmed guy next to me.
No, stab the same guy again because he's trying to kill your healer.
Bloody hell, yeah. Good thinking. Killing my healer? That's bad news. I will attack him once more.
Look after your dealer. You know, I know junkies. You need to look after me, man.
Okay, this is a plus naught, so it's got a
Low chance of hitting. No, miss.
Okay. He moves his leg out of the way. He's hopping around going, ow.
Where'd that come from?
They've got a cookery in the nethers.
Give me.
Right. He's just in front of me, isn't he?
Yep.
Right next to you.
Well, he can have some spell damage. Mm. The telekinetic thing, by the look of it, doesn't look like it can be used to pick up a body.
All right, not strong enough.
It doesn't. I mean, it seems a bit silly that you can't do that, but maybe there's a specific spell for that. So, here we go. I'm going to find something slashing in the room this time to bash him.
In this room, there is nothing slashing.
Oh, okay.
Also, if you cast a spell whilst you're right next to somebody, nothing can happen.
Oh, we can react, can't he? Hmm.
There was a slashing thing, but I'm sorry, I picked it up.
Okay, can I move over here, say, first?
If he doesn't have a...
If he doesn't have a reaction to kill you if you go more than 5 feet.
Oh, okay. Don't know about
otherwise, that. You have to do the step and then another step.
Okay. So, do we have a way of casting spells on defensive, or is that just you take your chances?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll just take my chance then. I will clobber him with the armchair that's over here.
Okay. Is that within your weighted ounce, an armchair?
Just sort of a cushion from the armchair.
A cushion, yes.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to be a bit less than that. It does say a bulk one item.
What's a bulk one item again?
It's a bit flexible, but it's the sort of thing that's like sword or something.
Yeah, I think that the armchair is too big for you. That's a bit bigger than the sword.
Coffee table?
Again, same. We'll say that at the moment.
A left lying around wine bottle.
A lamp on the table.
A lamp?
There is a lamp on the wall.
There's something glowing in the middle of the table.
Any thrown daggers or bolts?
A lamp on the table. You can have the lamp on the table.
Okay, so it goes clunk. And it's a roll of 5. What was it last week you were talking about, Tim? I vaguely remember something about I was rolling lots of really good rolls. I'm cursed this week. Is he reacting to me? Not prompting you.
I'm just trying to de-illuminate from that, whatever it is on the table. No. I can't see a reactive thing on him, so I'm going to say... No, he says without any confidence also.
Okay, then I shall cast a shield spell.
You sort of waggle your fingers. It's not clearly not obvious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with this. And he's more focused on killing the cleric. Okay. Next round. Suda, who is near death.
Right.
Disintegrate.
Bifrost dead. Then target this bastard. Now, let's try this. Might hit.
Divine Lance.
Now, let's see. We'll Chaotic Divine Lance. And I will...
Target him first.
Remember? Oh, I thought I had.
Okay.
We can't tell.
So yeah, we don't know.
Well, I've got a little red dotty arrow.
Cool. I forget all the time, so I just try to remember to remind people when it happens.
Kapow.
Ooh.
That's another one done.
Ooh, so close to a crit.
And then I roll damage.
Okay, your multicolored spectral ray launches from your hand, smacks into him. He looks in disbelief as he collapses to the ground.
Now, don't do it again! I was actually somewhat gutted that this was the first opportunity I would have had to have my divine focus spell and use it. And I didn't get, I didn't react in time to say, oh, I could do it. Which would have been fun and interesting.
What's your divine focus spell?
It is, what's it called? Sudden Shift.
All right.
Which basically, if somebody misses me, I can effectively instantly cast this, take a step, and get concealed.
Cool.
Goodness.
Right.
Did he just move?
Yeah.
Yes, he ran away.
Do I get an attack of opportunity if he moves out? I have that as a reaction. If a creature within your reach moves, moves out or leaves a square during a move action it's using, do I get a chance to sort of slash at his ankles as he goes?
You might do. We're talking about reactive strike here, are we?
It's attack. I have reactive strike and I have attack of opportunity.
You do, yeah.
Because it's a reaction. You're allowed one reaction effect per thing, so you haven't used it so far. And he did a move rather than a step. So
you did, yes. Yes, you can have a strike against him.
Excellent. Then I shall give it. I shan't bother doing anything what's the thing?
I'm moving back so you can have your.
Yeah, I will. I'll hit.
Target him.
Yep.
Oh! Okay.
He is targeted and I miss.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Yep. You wheel around as he's obviously lost interest in you.
And run away.
He runs to here and tries to dive through the window. I'm going to get him to make a roll.
Might not be enough. 15's the target.
He crashes into the window, doesn't go flying through it, but is halfway through it at the end of his action.
Oh, I'm going to take something up behind. I'm looking forward to this next round.
Tazri.
Well, the question is, can I get to him in the window before he gets out?
You shoot him.
I can't, because I dropped my bow.
Ah, damn. Well, you step over me.
He's trying to get out at the moment. He's, you know, he might be able to.
That gets me close enough.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give him one stabby.
Bloody lethal with a blade.
He's not going out the window.
You stick him one up the jacksie and he slumps sort of half in, half out.
I grunt.
Oh, you've damaged yourself.
Yes.
Sofa. I grunt.
Only after I've taken one, you're in much better health than I am.
You can do it now. Yes, that's better.
All right.
Sofa. Look on the sofa.
Oh, dead.
Pete, I have put in the NPCs, I put a party loot thing.
I thought that was what the treasure NPC was for.
Yeah, this one works slightly differently. If you drag it onto the map now, you can use it to loot the bodies.
So onto the map rather than into the party, yes?
Yes.
Okay, right, I will do that in just two ticks.
Yeah.
I'm sure something's supposed to happen here. View, exploration, aftermath.
With the exploration and aftermath, you've got this slot available thing. What's supposed to go there?
I don't know.
Closer.
Sorry, Tim?
We're getting closer.
That's to the level, yeah. So I moved loot NPC.
Yeah, so now if you click, double click on it, you'll get the sheet for the loot box. On the right hand side, there's a, you target an NPC and then you can go loot target.
Sorry, repeat that last bit to me.
If you double click on the the avatar you've just put on the tabletop.
Yeah, so I've opened it up. It says party loot.
Yep. And on the left-hand side, there's a loot selected token. So you highlight the token and do loot selected token, and it will put it all into the party loot box. In theory.
All right. Can I hide more, grab more than one at a time?
Not that I can find at the moment. I'm just inching my way for.
You can just shift.
All right.
So it seemed to add stuff.
Yep. And we can now see that in the same way we can see the treasure NPC. Because we've got access to it as well. But we can't see the bits on the left-hand side. But in theory...
Well, I've got nothing useful. Like, there's no, like, you're talking, Howard, we can't see. No, like, beer or wine.
I see things like battered breastplate and plus one great axe. Is that right? And party loot? The new party loot icon.
Yeah, interesting, yes. He shouldn't have necessarily done... He should have done an unidentified great axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, was it...
An unusual mace, too.
An unusual
eyepiece. What does that do?
Mine.
I would very much like to have one of the... there's now quantity 7 healing potions. I'd very much like to have one or more of those.
Yeah.
But first, there's a bound figure on the sofa.
Yeah, let's go help him out.
I'm going to go and cut them free. Before looting.
Where is this loot NPC?
In the NPC section.
It's a chest in the middle of the room.
Yeah. In the middle of the room. So you can just see
now I can see it. Okay, you're right.
And if you double click on it, it will open up the party loot chest.
Yeah. Okay. There is a to keep the steam flowing, you stagger to your feet and there's a pale skinned female elf who's tied up and currently gagged, lying on the sofa. She kind of
untie, ungag. I cut it all off with my very sharp knife.
Okay. You vaguely recall seeing her at the meal the night before, though she wasn't at your table. Thank you. She.
You're welcome, love.
Mutters, rubbing her wrists. He's
I mop some of the blood of my blood from her. I probably bled on her while I was cutting her loose, because I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
She stands up and goes over to the corner, and where you see a scythe, which he grabs.
Measure you down.
Well-known fighting weapon.
Apparently they wanted some people for
sacrifice?
No. Insurance.
That would be
insurance. In sewer ants. I'm busy. I ignore her and loot the bodies and lay the bodies out ready to be given to God.
I think that both Delore and myself should consume a healing potion out of this newfound bounty of healing potions.
Oh, there's 7 of them.
Have I told you I love you?
7?
You probably should, yeah, on your 40 points.
So I'm going to...
That's effectively enough for one each and for you two to drink.
I'm just grabbing one. Where'd they all go?
Someone's grabbed them all.
It wasn't me.
Who's got Tazri?
Tazri is the guilty person.
How many did Tazri get?
I thought I only grabbed one.
Interestingly, Tazri takes a healing potion. Tazri takes a healing potion, and I took 7.
That's it. You blame me.
But so that 9 of them should have come out, but that can't be true. So I couldn't have taken actually 7. If you'd picked up 2, then. It would have been 5 more, wouldn't it? So
put some back.
I need to put.
I've just put 1 back.
Yep.
All right.
Oh no, I haven't. I put back a lesser, which is interesting because they were miners.
No, there were lessers.
There
were seven
lessers. Okay.
I thought they were minors.
It said
lessers.
That's what's on the... Yeah, that's what's being moved around. You can see it in the log. It's healing potion lesser.
Okay. So I put back one, and you put back...
How do you break a stack?
You put them back, and then it gives you a number.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So...
Which is what you didn't do. When I did it, it came up, how many do you want? And I said one.
I thought that's what I did, but...
It's gone again.
I stole that one.
Cool.
Right, so I've got to give you that many.
Okay. I see two lots of five. That's possibly too many. We're multiplying. This is excellent.
All we have to do is pass it backwards and forwards, and as we do, they spawn.
Yeah. And I still think they are minor. Lesser three healing potions.
I've now taken one.
Right, there were seven to start with.
I've taken one lesser.
I don't think I had one. I do have one in my inventory now, so I've got one.
So we can delete one of the fives that are on there because it shouldn't be there. So I'll. So one of the fives is gone, so we're now down to five. Yep.
So if I double click, do I have to click on that and say.
No, because give is to give it to somebody else, not you.
Okay, so I have to.
Drag it onto your token.
Okay. Not my token, not my character sheet. Either works.
Okay. Well, actually, it's also open.
How many do I want times one. Two? I'm going to take one and keep one, if I may.
Yeah.
And ladies?
Yeah, so we're down to three.
I need to take another one. If I can find myself. There I am.
I have taken the unusual eyepiece.
Interesting. That probably
I figured it's probably a thievy thing, as he was a sneaky thievy person.
Possibly a rangy thing.
Either way, they both work for me.
Strange. I had no healing potions. I dragged one onto my system. I now have five. I have one minor and I have two lots of two lessers. I think I should only have two lessers. So I'm happy to delete those from my chat.
Yes, maybe there's a little... feature here that it's dragging more than you say.
Yeah, I was certain I only took two because I've got two lessers and I'm going to take one now.
And there are now two lessers left back on the.
I have one left and I'm feeling a lot better. I will just sit on the sofa and just sit in reverie for a moment, just loving that feeling.
All right. A bit of self-reflection is probably good. If I wanted to give you some XP, I know I've done this before, but I can't remember how I did it.
On the bottom, you've got the four characters in their little thingy. One of the buttons on the left hand side is.
Sign XP.
Yeah.
I cannot send if no access. Players. Okay, so I need to select you first. So, one of you. Two. Got three of you. Who didn't come up?
Probably me, because I'm trapped underneath a blood splat.
Just use the left and right keys to move yourself out from underneath. Preferably not everybody.
There you go. You should be able to get me now.
But someone else has gone under the blood splat.
No, you're definitely selected.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it was interesting because he wasn't showing up in the combat tracker. He was getting his turn, but he wasn't showing up in the list.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So we put that away. No. Come on. Okay, he did it twice. Right, you get another 30 XP for rescuing. She introduced herself.
Well, we're 50 short.
Yeah. Jathal.
Stubber.
Tasri.
She's got to be worth 50 XP.
No, she was worth 30.
So what was her name?
Jathal, J-A-E-T-H-A-L.
Pale female elf.
Female elf, yeah. Make a perception roll.
Can I do that as well?
Yeah, anybody can. Everybody can. You don't have to, but you can do.
I'm going to give myself minus two just for fun, because I'm really not there.
I got 19. And Katsula got...
I want to get my HUD thing back.
No, Dolores really isn't there.
I am just loving that. That last potion was just magnificent.
How do I get my HUD thing back?
You probably hit the arrow at the top left. There's an arrow there now, which will...
Yeah.
At the top, where you've got the two rows of five icons, next to the fourth row, there should be a little arrow, or slightly far down, depending where you put the HUD. Because you collapsed it.
Nope, I can't see that. Oh well, I'll see if I can roll it from the thing. That perception, isn't it? There you go. Well worth waiting for. No, I can't see this thing, by the way. I have no idea where I'm supposed to be looking.
When the HUD is collapsed, there'll be a square box, size of a button, with a arrow in it.
Yes.
Click on that and the HUD reappears.
the top thing going blood and blades disappears.
No, there's another one. That's an up down arrow.
Yeah.
There should be another one below that, which is horizontal arrow, which is where your HUD used to be.
I don't see that.
No, but you probably see the HUD.
Yeah, but I don't see anything to remove it either. But anyway,
if you hover over it on the left hand side, you'll see the arrow.
Oh yeah, there's a tiny arrow. It's below.
Oh, I see it. Yes.
And you click on that, and the HUD goes away. And you click on it again, the HUD comes back.
Well, can he move the HUD?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the right hand side, there's a padlock. You undo the padlock, and then you can just grab the HUD and move it.
Oh, it does actually move.
Did we really sell the Royal Mail to a man called Kretinsky?
I refreshed and it came back.
All right. Kasula, whilst Jethel is going about her business, you can't help but notice that she just seems to be a bit off. It takes you a few seconds to figure out what it is, but you being a keen lady of the cloth, as it were, draw upon your religious training and she doesn't appear to be breathing. And she is very pale. Now you put your finger on it. In fact,
she's dead.
Entirely convinced she's alive.
Undead, yes.
But on the plus side, she does appear to be reasonably appreciative.
Well,
maybe that launched you on a different table. That was the not eating table.
Are we against undead?
Well, I think it depends, really, doesn't it? If they're trying to kill you, then probably. If they're not, then who can say?
It's one of those interesting questions.
In society, undead generally don't have a great reputation, but there are entire areas of Galarian, that are ruled by undead, or a lot of undead in them who wander around and have day jobs and so on. So undead are not uncommon in the world.
Where is she?
She's standing next to you.
Okay, I can't see her token.
No, I haven't put one on for her. Just
okay.
I don't think I've got anything that makes me particularly averse to the undead.
No, your religion is not one of those that goes against this sort of thing.
Okay, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Just so long as she doesn't try and bite me in the neck.
My reverie over, I go and thank my Lord, thank my God by laying out the bodies for them.
There you go.
But if it's moving, don't lay it out.
No, well, thank you. Good advice. Salutan.
Is she wearing any obvious religious regalia?
Well, apart from the sides, you mean?
Well,
Grim Reaper.
I mean, using my knowledge religion, do I have any idea if she might be of a particular sect or group?
Well, appearance is pale, dark clothing, raven black hair, long, no jewellery, and a scythe.
She's a goth.
but that... There is nothing to indicate that she's particularly part of any cult or religion. There's nothing outstanding. She's just a pale bint with a scythe.
Was it black clothing or pink clothing?
Black.
Does she have lace sticking out from various places?
No.
Is there a white horse outside that answers to the name Binky?
Binky.
No Binky and no vampire accoutrements.
I was just thinking maybe it's Death's granddaughter.
Wait, to get back to the important stuff, is there any booze lying around?
No.
Fuck it.
Sadly,
why else?
There is a... I cleared it away!
And it ended up part of the establishment we can't get at the moment.
Bloody hell. Fucking people. There's barrels left lying around for people who might be peckish or thirsty in the middle of the night.
Loot the bodies, leave it in a pile for everyone.
Did you notice my alignment was grumpy drunk?
Yep.
People.
Just trying to see if there's anything other about her. Yeah, there's no religious accoutrements.
Okay.
I will look behind the sofa just in case.
You find a peanut. All right. A short while later, you hear sounds coming from back down the corridor towards the main area. And the door bursts open. There's a sort of coughing and a way waft of smoke comes in. But you see a couple of guards and Lady Jumandi soon emerge. Coughing. And, she'd die down in a bit. She says, waving some...
No, they've died now.
There were some more ruffians in here, my lady.
Look, they're not ruffian anymore.
You dealt with them, I see.
Yes,
they were off with the cookery.
They were keeping this fine elf lady hostage.
Ah, another from the feast. I'm glad you survived. So many didn't. Come, let us meet in the Great Hall. And
yes, my lady.
She leads you back through to the centre.
Do you want to move us, or shall we fight our way through the...
I'll attempt to move you.
I follow her attentively as normal.
Some of you may be on top of others. Some of you may be missing.
I don't think the lady would want me that there.
So it's Lady Jumanji.
Nishka the knife didn't make it. I'll just move out here for a minute.
Curious because someone cut his natchez off and someone hit him over the head.
Indeed, yes. So this is not the full complement of people in here, but it is...
All the important players.
You got some guards as well. Well, coughing a bit. right.
Well, sitting at the end of the table, swinging my legs, looking in. Big puppy eyes at her.
She tries not to focus on that too much.
Or at all.
It seems that we have repelled the attack. No small thanks to you, brave fellows and ladies.
You're most welcome.
So, congratulations. She eyes the sword that you're holding. I see you found the chest where a number of things were stashed.
Oh, yes. Is this yours? We needed it whilst fighting.
It is mine, but you have made good use of it. Therefore, I shall give it to you as a present.
Oh,
may you use it well.
It's very well balanced. I suspect I don't know
quite what it does.
She points to the rune of striking embedded into the blade.
I think myself that I should have noticed that. I feel like a fucking idiot.
They're hard to spot unless you know what you're looking for, she says. However, with that, there was some pouches of money, the payroll for the yep. brave guards and their family.
I'll go and hand it over.
Ah.
Oh, you had it, did you? Oh, good.
Yes, of course I fucking had it. you lot said keep it in the safe or keep it in the chest. I wasn't going to let that happen, so I just stole it.
Good.
Thank you. This money in your safekeeping and your honourable return of it does you credit. And she gives you a little bow there, Tasri.
You're most welcome. And so, as I turn away, I mumble a bit, saying, "Damn, I thought I got away with that."
Also, there was a mace with it. If you wish to keep it, you can. Otherwise, I shall.
We saw the mace. What is it?
It's a mace.
It's a magic
mace. Unless one of us actually can use a mace, we might as well give it back.
Isn't mace a clerical weapon?
Depends on which clerical you are.
And not, no, darling, a mace is not for me.
Ah.
Give her a whip. Oh, yes.
I prefer my whip for when I'm getting down to that kind of business.
I love weapons, and I would love to add it to my collection, even though it's not a preferred weapon.
You've got three swords. You can't carry everything.
Oh, but I want it.
No, you can't have it. We'll give the mace back.
Okay. Boss.
Looking at that loot NPC, I see that his bulk level is a little on the high side, so you can't take all the crap that's with it. So
yeah, you're gonna if you drag it into this room, we can do a bit of culling of stuff we're not going to keep. Because there's no point us taking tons of leather armour and things like that.
Indeed.
Don't see. Oh, there it is. Just come hovering in.
It's quite odd, the slight delay as it makes its way down there. It's not instant.
Yeah. You don't need these hand crossbows, do we? I mean, I've got them.
No. That's interesting. On here, there isn't. On the one you've got, there's a delete. On here, there isn't a delete.
What is the unusual nature of the great axe, my lady?
Well, it was used by their leader. It's likely to be magical in some way.
I
hand it over. Well, we hand it over.
It is your victory, and she hands it back. Keep it. You may find it useful.
I think there are two healing potions left.
Yeah. Well, there shouldn't be. They should have all been distributed.
Yeah. There'd have been one left, not two.
Yeah.
Well, I suggest we give them whatever's left, give them to the healer, because he's the one who's keeping the bleeding lunatic in check.
Fair enough. I'll grab those last two letters.
Yep.
Now, do we need
Pete, on your version of it, on the left-hand side, there's a button to distribute the coinage. I haven't actually tried that.
All right. Shall I see what happens if I click on it?
Yeah, because we've got 20 silver there, so...
distribute coins.
What advantage does a battered breastplate give me? Gives me +4 AC, but reduces my dex to 1. That might, and minus 5 on speed.
Yeah, for you it's probably not worth it because you've got really good decks.
Yeah.
Okay, so I distributed the coins and you each got 5 silver pieces.
Yeah.
Hooray!
As long as I've got enough strength, studded leather would give me an extra point.
Yeah, fortunately I can't wear it.
What about chainmail? Would that be a viable option?
The chainmail's actually not as good as the battered breastplates in terms of spec.
No, but in terms of...
Not less bulk.
Also, the battered breastplate is large.
Yes, it wouldn't fit you anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Too big.
I'm going to try grabbing this studded leather armour.
Okay. Oh, 20. I don't know. Must be more than.
There's lots of them. Don't take 10 sets.
Well, that was interesting. I tried to take one, but it's taken two.
My total went down from 10 to 9. But it only took one off the... So there's an issue there. It's... However we're doing the dragging the stuff out of there is duplicating.
Yeah, because actually I've ended up with two sets. Of...
Get rid of one. Over the week I'll have a read up on this and see what we're doing is not quite right. It works, but it seems to be duplicating stuff, which I have no problem with, but I'm sure as general principle.
We might want to check it out, yeah.
Can I take a couple of the bolts?
You can take as many bolts as you want.
Just double checking. I'm not used to being able to be given the stuff. Now we kind of know what the unusualness of the longsword is, do you have to update the description?
You can probably just, if it's correct, you just go and change the thing from unusual to what it really is.
Okay.
Not you, but Pete can go and change it in the item.
Or I could drag one in from...
No, Pete, because it's a specific thing. In the definition, Pete's got access to the thing. We can just toggle it from unidentified to identified, and it'll magically be the right thing.
Magically be the right thing. That seems somehow appropriate.
Or if you want, I can do it.
Yeah, sorry, let me... should try to...
So you go to his character sheet.
Edit item. Mystification. Identified.
Wow, that just changed for me. And it says magical verse, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, does that look right to you now?
It now says longsword and it has magical as a whatever. I'm just going to double check.
Yeah, it's got a potency rune of +1.
Okay, I am still looking for that, but
if you edit the item.
Edit the item. Details. Okay, so edit potency rule, weapon potency +1. So,
and if you want to make it so you remember that's what it is, you can go and change its name to longsword +1.
Which I have just done. I could put a space in, but it seemed to work.
It did, but now you've got longsword +1 as opposed to longsword +1.
Well, yeah, okay. I could put it there. Comma +1. But yeah. That works adequately well to remind me that that is the magical one.
Yeah. Interestingly, Pete said it had a striking rune as opposed to a potency rune.
I may have got that wrong.
Ah, right, okay.
Great. Over the next period of time, you can dig around with the treasure as you see fit. But we'll move on till morning.
Does she have any explanation as to who they were, why they might want to have interfered with her gathering?
She's too busy to give you an explanation right now, but you suspect that if you wait until morning, then one may be forthcoming. And I shall read the box, because I am a screen monkey.
Does this mean we get a long rest thing?
Yeah.
Oh, several hours, yes. You collapse down into your beds, and you hear the sounds of people coming in and dragging out dead bodies, that sort of thing.
Can you help? If you don't want any rest.
Yeah. It's shocking how quickly Lady Jamandi's staff have restored the manor's great hall in the space of a few morning hours. Very few signs of the violence of the night before remain, and things have been mostly returned to normal. There's some smoke damage still. As the adventurers who survived the assault take seats at the tables, other adventurers who arrived just today settle in as well. Even with these newcomers, though, there are far fewer heroes in the hall than there were in the previous evening. And the atmosphere is serious and somber as Lady Jamandi steps up to speak. I would like to thank those of you who helped defeat the Black Tears last night, Lady Jamandi begins. It's obvious someone doesn't like our plans to settle the stolen lands. Well, we're not easily dissuaded, are we? I say no.
No, Mum.
No.
No.
And this morning, she says, Marley, I would like to issue formal charters to all of you to begin exploring the stolen lands and make them safe for tomorrow's settlers.
What, we've got one day?
The first charter we would like to bequeath goes to the group called the Iron Wraiths. She states, with a wave towards a band of four well-armoured adventurers. You remember them from last night. The tales of your adventures have thrilled many Brevik nobles, and I'm excited to see what you can do with the exploration of the Glenbourne uplands. Your task is to establish a base for a Brevoy there, after dealing with the Tiger Lords, and then to open diplomatic relations with Pitax from a point of strength. Pitax is a city of somewhere off to the west you've heard of. These four heavily armoured adventurers wander up to Lady Jamandi and she hands them charters. You look at them and their gear, they look proficient.
Where were they last night where we could have done with them?
Yeah, indeed. They definitely have seen some shit. And
yeah.
They swagger past and head off outside. She then says, Baron Hainis Drelev, as per our previous discussions, your charter is one of specific importance for a Brevoy. Securing the southern trade routes along the East Selen River and establishing a base for merchant caravans and barges alike is of utmost importance. Hooktung Slough will be your base of operations. A dour-looking nobleman takes his charter from Lady Jamandi with a crisp bow. And he then leaves and walks from the room. He looks a bit sort of self-satisfied, self-important, you would say. Megar Vaan, your father Androth has been a faithful friend. Your charter assigns you to the Gnomon Heights to establish a town with a Vaanling host. In time, you hope to establish an held the retuning school there. But in the more immediate future, we ask you to broker an alliance with the Gnomon Centaurs who roam the region. I trust you and your fellows are up to the task.
I'm bouncing around with excitement when she says dueling school.
Maegar Vaan, who you did speak to last night, wanders up and accepts a charter from Lady Jumandi. As he walks back, he passes by you guys and smiles at you. And you get established, he says. I'd love to have you come visit so we can set up trade relations. Good luck.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So who is this again?
This is Maegar Vaan. He was at your table, and you managed to get some headway with him in your chat, surprisingly, because he was quite hard to do. And with a swish of his cape, he turns and leaves.
I really shouldn't ever play poker, should I?
We can go. Once he's gone, there's just you and a few other adventurers in here. And last, but certainly not least, last night's heroes. First, I want to thank you again for risking your life to help defend my manor. The courage, gumption, and skill you displayed will take you far, I suspect. For your charters, we're asking you to travel to the southwest, into the region known as the Green Belt. Sway the wildlands, that includes the forest known as the Gnarl Marches, and a hill country of the Camelands. We've heard that the bandits have grown particularly aggressive in the Greenbelt, and they need to be stopped before anyone safely settles in the region. A small trading post in the Rostland hinterlands has been particularly hard hit. I suggest starting there. Once the bandits have been dealt with, we will be ready to bequeath to you more permanent charters to settle the land. Establish a covenant of your own. And she hands each of you a charter.
I've run over. I bow crisply because I was impressed by the Baron's bow. And I take my charter reverently.
Yep. I'll read the small print.
She smiles indulgently as you take it. Now, I thought that I had... how can you put things onto a map? Items.
Put things or people...
Great item. Theme. Charter type. A thing. Equipment.
Taking the treasure.
I'm moving it out of the party loot box onto
You're looting our loot.
Yes. Onto the treasure NPC, because ideally at some point we'll empty this of stuff that we're not taking. Rather than having just keep accumulating shit that we're not using and not ever gonna have.
Sell.
Yeah, precisely. But this isn't ours to sell.
Basically, you can take what you want, but anything you don't have, they'll use to...
Restock. Yeah, that's why. Which is why I moved the ring and the jade necklace off.
Yeah,
I did do one.
Could we try to keep the magical items?
Unless somebody's going to use them, there's no point.
Well, we could sell them specifically and individually.
And yeah, not worth as much, I think, but also, if you're not going to use them, it would be polite to return them.
Yeah, but we'll take the unusual great axe, because she did say that was effectively ours.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Spoils of War. So I'll move that onto the treasure NPC. And I'll move all the bolts on there as well, because you never know.
I'm taking a couple of the daggers just in case I start throwing them.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. I'm not sure how many I've got at the moment.
You never have enough.
That was my thought. I've got three at the moment.
Ah, I've dragged some on and they've doubled, so I'm just deleting a few. So I have five.
Interestingly, I dragged the bolts on and I got the whole... I did 19, I got 19.
I dragged four on and it worked beautifully for the bolts.
I can't quite figure out how to stick on a message, a thing, onto the map at the moment. So if you have a look in Signal, then you should be able to see the charter.
All right. Well, what you could... you can stick it in the journal. Within Foundry, you can create a journal entry and paste it in.
Are we in the Broken Lands or River Kingdoms? We're top right, aren't we, of the Kingmaker world map?
Of Galarian, yes, top right, yeah.
That's why you would download this as WebP.
That a problem?
Yeah, that's right. Not so many things work with WebP yet.
Lots of stuff works with WebP.
But not as many as work with PNG.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody had me taking it twice, but I know I only clicked that once. Anyway, all done. Yeah, Tim, it's somehow recorded that you got two lots of two daggers.
Yeah.
But
interestingly enough, it only seems to have added two daggers. Unless it's put another one somewhere else.
Yeah, I get two lines each with two daggers. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I've got one with five daggers and one with one dagger.
Shouldn't be this hard. Select file. You must select a file to proceed. I have. Oh, I don't know. It's defeating me. I'm not going to worry too much about it right now. Anyway, so you got a copy of it there.
Yeah.
She goes up to you, Dolor. And sort of
jump to my feet and stand to attention.
Peels you off to one side.
stabs you in the gut just for the fun of it.
Why not? Everybody else has.
Thank you, Mom. May I have another?
It gives me some great honour to have somebody who represents the Aldori dueling to be going out there. I hope that you will succeed in your endeavours. Please be careful, though. Your fearlessness knows no bounds, but a modicum of caution. I would like to see you survive.
With the aid of my healers, Mum, I look forward to surviving.
Oh, God.
Is there a bit of Dollar's body that hasn't been hit yet?
No, I am pretty much scar tissue.
Just be careful.
Yes, Mum.
Right.
Do we have a map with where our bit is?
There's the King World, Kingmaker World map, but I don't see us on it.
Okay, so yes, though that is very much going to be for next session, but
okay.
If I can.
I thought we were, up here. So, Don.
Here's the map. Please fill it in.
No. We have no visibility.
No, I did have. You've just dragged us all to test 55.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got fog of war or something, so we can't see it.
God. Finger ambience lighting.
Look, well, there's six tokens.
That's because there's six of us,
including the loot NPC.
No, including me twice.
Okay. Oh, the map's turning up.
Yep, I see the map.
Okay.
Lovely border.
Still without it.
Very wide.
I'm still zooming out. Oh, there it is. That's the edge.
I'm not.
I think this is the right map. And I think you start off roughly in the top right-hand corner.
Are the lines roads or rivers?
Rivers, by the
rivers.
They're going in and out of lakes. So where is the Shrike and Skunk Rivers?
No, I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
Such questions can wait for next time when I have those answers to hand.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Where's the civilizations where they have inns?
We said
that's another question that will be answered next time with the answer, there are none.
There are none, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to stock up then, aren't I?
The place crazy. He suggests you start off at might have. I think it does have an inn.
Oh, right, you do, yeah.
And it's the Green Belt and Gnarl Hills. Where are they?
We will find out next week. The map has no details on it.
Yeah. You know as much as I do. Well, not quite, but
I had to guess.
This is kind of like Green Belty.
It all looks like desert to me, so forget it.
Oh, it's a grand.
Now, there's trees in the middle and some gnarly hills.
Yeah, it's all trees. A bit marshy around the edges. Very marshy over here.
And there's bandits in there. Excellent.
The funny game.
They go womp some bandits. Striking wildly.
Is that some kind of volcano caldera thing?
Oh, what, this one?
Up here.
That's really helpful.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's kind of one here and one here.
Though that does look like it's a map template that's just been doubled.
Yeah, it does.
Does rather, yeah.
Or it could be one of those freaks of nature where you have two places that are almost identical.
It's like all of the mountains in the line of mountains down the right.
It's one of the wonders of the Galarian world.
Mm. Yeah.
They need somebody with way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, someone might.
The gods were just too busy. They just said, right. Copy that one.
They had some templates.
They got the replicate tool out. Cool, Raoul. We shall look forward to exploring the labels upon that map later.
How many XP are you short of the next level?
50.
The dastardly Meg Eater.
Send him back to Aberystwyth.
Yeah,
he needs to go back.
He hasn't started displaying any kind of strange leak fetish or a desire for wool in any way, shape or form.
They want to know if you've got a leak fetish or a desire for wool.
Oh, he's got a pair of wellies. Sorry,
well,
that's all you need. Right?
Ooh. I have enough XP to level up, so I shall say add.
Well, I would say, before you do that, because we might, I will have a play to see if we can do it in Path Builder, and then import it without losing all the equipment.
Okay. So should we press the add button or not?
Not yet.
Oops.
The service will be up all the time, so I'll have a play in the next day or two with Path Builder to see if we can do it in that.
What the fuck is this?
Because makes it much easier to understand what you're doing.
Yes, yeah. Well, actually what I could do is start playing around with level 2 in Path Builder anyway, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could, yeah. Because if you can't get it to import, you have to do it in here manually, but at least you then know what you're going to do.
Fragile, that's concerning.
Yeah, so start having to play around with that. You'll find you have a lot more hit points, which will be helpful.
Well, a few more hit points.
Oh, how do we select a new level in Path Builder? I can't remember.
I don't. You can play around in Path Builder to your heart's content.
Yes. If you click on your level, you can actually, I think, say select the next level.
Yeah, set character level.
Mark of Pride.
Right, so are we playing next week?
Which day is it? Oh, it's getting pretty close to Christmas. 23rd.
I will still be here.
I'll be around, but I think my family arrive... Okay. No, they don't arrive till the evening.
But that's when we play.
Yeah. Probably not. I may have to be sociable.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be disrupted for next week. We'll see about the 30th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We can liaise on that closer to the time.
I should be home.
All right. So no session next week.
Yeah. So no session next week, tentative the week after.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you guys.